Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you guys have sent in. So we've got a great list today. But before we do that, we want to make an announcement. We have a brand new parenting webinar coming up that you can watch your own home on your own computer. And we're really excited about it. We're going to make some more announcements about it later on, but look forward to it. It's going to be good.
Yeah. And if you've ever been to one of Joe's parenting webinars, this is a great time to get refreshed.
Yes.
But if you haven't and you wanted to, but we've just never come near where you are, this would be such a great time to just get some good education and some good work.
It's loaded with common sense information.
And then you can pass it on to everybody you know, too.
Yes.
All right. Joe, let's jump into our questions.
Yes, let's do.
My daughter had her heart broken from a boy in her youth group and doesn't want to go to church anymore. What would you tell her as a parent?
Well, number one, you got to make sure you got a relationship with them that you can talk and they'll listen, because this is going to happen to every kid, male and female. They're going to get an opportunity to get their heart broke. And so what's good is the prep time. But if you don't have any prep time, you're on the backside of it. You got to let them know. I'm assuming the boy's in the group, youth group at church. That's why she didn't want to see him. And I understand that. So you're in a tough situation. So, Angel, what would you recommend?
Well, having been raised in church and been part of the youth group many times, I remember feeling things like that.
Yeah, we've all been through it.
And then you're in this little group and suddenly you feel like you're on the outside. And it's a hard feeling. And even though people try to say, kind of poo-poo and say, oh, it's just puppy love or whatever. I mean, this is real.
It's a serious thing to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I would, like Joe said, I would let her talk to you. Be empathetic. Maybe for a few weeks, let her just go into the church with you and sit.
Yep. Yes.
So she doesn't have to go in there. Yep. But time is a great healer. It is. But just let her talk and everything and just kind of walk it out.
Angel gave their best you can do. Just, hey, just come sit with me in church. Just come sit with us in church. It'll be fine. You don't have to go in there. Like, we had great youth groups and churches I was involved with. But none of my kids ever went to youth group. They just sat with us in church and sort of always treated them like an adult. Hey, you need to hear what pastor's got to share, and it'll be good. Now, you want to volunteer, you can volunteer, but because this is what happens. You get numerous relationships. You're talking on the back row or you visit with somebody. I want you to go to church, share the word of God, you know, the experience of God, not to get a date. And so these are the things that can.
Although, if you're looking for a date, that's a good place to look.
It is a good place. It's the best place.
But I just think the best thing would be to just maybe take a little break.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to the youth pastor that he could reach out to her. And
got an idea.
You know, I mean, I worked for youth for many, many years, and I would have been glad to go a little bit of extra mile and have somebody get involved and help me and, you know, just kind of help change the dynamic.
Yeah.
And so that she doesn't, you want to go after that one sheep that's kind of gone out of the stray. And so I would bring in resources, and the best resources, probably the youth pastor, his wife, or maybe a worker that she has a connection with or something like that. But just love on her and
bring her to church with you.
Yep. That's a tough one.
I don't mean to be funny, but this too shall pass.
It will.
It will.
But it's raw. It's a raw nerve right now. And you don't wonder where she doesn't want to go to church at all.
Nope.
So make her feel, if she's come to sit by you, put your arms around her, laugh with her, poke her a little bit.
Yep.
And
be real.
Yeah. Just
be real.
Yeah. And tell her that we're going to get through this together.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I have two young toddlers, and my husband doesn't know how to handle young kids. They don't seem to be connecting with him. How do I help them and him to build this connection?
Well, give it another 20 years, and it'll work out.
That's not a good answer.
Well, men don't know how to connect. They don't want to connect. Men don't like doing anything where they look stupid. And you got a young kid that doesn't know how to connect, talk to his dad, relate. You know, you talk baby talk, goo goo. You know, I mean, men are very simple. The average woman speaks about 40,000 words a day. The average man speaks 12. He doesn't have as many words. He doesn't get into small talk. And so he's not real good with kids. Most men are not. That doesn't make him a bad father. It just means they just don't connect. That's where moms do that. So most historical books would tell you, you know, most kids stay with their mom to about 5, 6, or 7. Then they went with their dad. And so there's always been a transition throughout history. So don't make a big deal out of it. He'll connect eventually when it's important. Just don't make him feel bad about it.
Well, and another thing is, I read this thing a long time ago about how boys and men are the same way. To communicate with them best is to do something with them.
Yes.
Go fishing.
Yes.
Hit a ball, you know.
Play a game.
Yeah, something like that. So maybe if he likes to build things, get your toddler a little toolbox.
Yep.
So that the next time he's building something, he can help
his dad. Get some Legos, you know, do something together.
Yeah. So,
And you don't have to talk when you're doing that. You just enjoy playing with them.
Yeah.
And yet you get to spend time, but you don't have to talk a whole lot. And just respond to what they say. And ask a few questions. It can be done. We've all done it. We've all been through it.
And everybody has a different personality type. Some people are, I'm a kid person. I love kids.
Yeah, angel thrives.
I just love to be around them. Like, I'd have a house full of kids and be perfectly happy. Yeah. But some people aren't. They're like, hey, kids.
Yeah. And gotta go.
So I'd be in the thick of it playing with them all and everything. So, and then there's other parents that are equally as awkward in when a kid gets high school.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's when people lock up the most. And that's, again, like age I absolutely love. I actually love all ages.
Yes, you do.
And if I could have had 10 more, I would have.
Yes, you would have.
But you know, I would just be patient with them and just try to do stuff that all of you guys can do together. Like you said, play a game, build the Lego. But it eventually will.
Well, listen, we've gone through, we've gone out and we bought badminton sets put in the backyard, you know, and I haven't done that for 40 or 50 years. Like, but hey, let's get involved. Let's miss some things and have some fun, make some fun of each other and just laugh a lot. So let's do something together.
And that comes with every age, you know. I mean, even for Mother's Day this year, my kids are all late 20s, 30. My son is 30.
Yep.
And for Mother's Day, they got a game for me, the Nancy Drew mystery game. And we went over there and
they got involved. It was awesome.
Yes. Two of them were dressed up like Nancy Drew.
Yeah.
And they had on vintage music and everything. And it was really, really fun.
We made a memory.
Stuff like that, games are a really good way. Reading a book, you know, say to your husband, hey, could you read a book to him while I do the dishes?
Yep.
So just baby steps.
Yep.
Encourage him. Joe, I think my son is doing drugs. Mm. He's acting very strange, but I don't know how to address this with him. My husband doesn't want any part of this and almost lives in blissful ignorance. Well, I'll tell you, because I have had a brother that was on drugs from the time he was 13 until he had a stroke a couple of years ago.
How old is he today?
50s. And
it's been a long process.
Been in and out of prison, put our family through a whole lot of heartache. And it got to the point, at one point, that we had to all cut him off. So you have to address it head on. And when you say he's acting weird, I mean, there's a lot of things. Look at his friends, first of all.
Yep.
I mean, that's the number one thing that will tell the story.
Yep. You become who you hang around.
Yeah. Is he suddenly going a little darker and stuff like that? I would just hit it head on and just address it. Hey, this is a slippery slope. Because I've had people say, well, it's just weed. Yeah, but it's the gateway.
And it's a doorway to bad.
Yeah, and so
keep your voice toned down and normal. Speak slow. Speak soft. But speak truthfully.
Yeah.
Hey, son, are you doing drugs?
I used to say to my kids, I would rather you tell me the truth and blow smoke in my face than lie to me and hide it. So they have always told me the truth. Sometimes I didn't want to, but like Joe said, I'd never reacted. I responded.
Yeah.
And it was hard. There was times that I was.
Yeah, that's hard to do, but it is so important because if you overreact, they won't share another thing with you. They'll lock up and it won't be good. You got to keep an open door.
Yeah.
Open door.
And then if he says, yes, I've been trying weed and that's all, then I would just sit and talk to him. You know, like my son and I talked about it one time and I said, look, let me just tell you, let's talk about that. Yes, this is legal in many, many states now. Yep. And I know a lot of people, I was reading a statistic the other day about how many people on the job are doing weed and stuff like that. And I was just like, it was shocking. But I remember when I went to work for a company, they would drug test us every couple years and they would do the hair drug test, which, you know, you can't hide.
Nope.
And
there's ways of finding out,
so it could affect your future. And so yeah, be really, really honest with them and just talk to them.
Yeah, because
and you try to educate them.
You don't think about being on an employee record. I've always worked hard, done this. All of a sudden, you know, smoked some weed one time that showed up on a exam or something. Well, it's going to go on your employee record, and it'll follow you till Jesus come. Oh, you smoked dope. Well, it's legal. Oh, you smoke dope. Well, it's legal. Everybody sees it different. It might be legal, but not everybody likes it. Not everybody's going to embrace it. So it's just you need to tell the truth. This is not going to go anywhere good. It's just not. So
yeah, and just talk to them. And then honestly, I would try. You will become who you hang out with.
Yes, you will.
And I mean, it is just a fact. And you know, one time years ago, I read this. Remember Angela Lansbury,
Barry,
she did was murder. She wrote. Well, she had children during the 70s, and her daughter got onto LSD, and it was, you know, really epidemic where people were jumping out of windows and doing all of this stuff. And she took a drastic measure, and I understand everybody can't do this, but she packed her family up and moved to a very remote town in a very rural part of Ireland. Just that's how much she wanted to protect her child. Now, I understand that everybody doesn't have the means or the ways to do that, but you could switch their environment. I mean, switch to school, homeschool. You're going to come back under here. We're going to have to control this a little bit because it can be a very, very serious thing. And I've seen it firsthand. Heartache. My brother has two children that have definitely been affected by it throughout their lives. And it's just been a very, very sad situation.
So the sooner you can head it off, the better off you are. One of the things that we did years ago, trying to teach parents, we learned it in the business class, how to start a conversation, how to carry on a conversation, how to end the conversation. And you say, how do you start a conversation? Find something common to talk about. Not just show, what have you been doing? Been doing this again? You've been hanging around? And so one of the things you learned was you need to teach them how to be a friend. You'll never have a friend if you don't know how to be one. So what do friends look like? So we found out three traits of great friends, and we would teach them. Here's what a great friend does. Nobody always keeps a secret. He tells the truth. You know, if I got a friend, if I'm doing wrong, tell me I'm doing wrong. But you got so many people, well, they're my friend. No, they're not. Well, they die for you. The Bible says a friend is somebody who will lay down their life for you. Well, they lay down their life for you. No, they might get you killed, but they won't lay down their life for you. Then they're not your friend. So don't empty your whole brain on the table. Teach them how to excel socially. Well, that's how to be a friend. And so we got a whole class we do on that, but that's just some things to think about.
Yes. And I would get very involved in his life.
Yes.
And so he wouldn't have a lot of time alone.
Yes.
To get involved in such things.
I wanted my kids busy, tired, and happy. It worked.
And also, you know, it wouldn't hurt. My son was big time into video games. And there was a few times I would go in there and put on those headphones and hear what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And that was kind of enlightening. So that's another little thing that you might want to do.
Yeah. Enlightening.
Yeah.
Enlightening.
Guys, we love you so much. Pray you have a great week this week. Love on one another. And be good to your neighbors.
Yes.
And we love you very much. Have a great one.
God bless, guys.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.